your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas in Southeast Nebraska. High of 75 today under mainly sunny skies, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 48 tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow, high of 78. Highs level off around 68 Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. 66, mainly sunny skies Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 63.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Ag Committee Chairman David Scott, fellow Democrats, and Leonard House and Senate leadership asking them to preserve the ag spending provision in the Build Back Better Act. They point out the provisions included in the agriculture portions of the BBB will make more transformative investments to benefit agricultural producers and rural communities for years in areas of ag research, rural development, renewable energy, biofuels, conservation, and forestry. The letter stated America has been the world leader in ag research and innovation, but that position is at risk if we don't make key investments in research and education programs. The Democrats also note that the funding provided in the Climate Smart Ag Practices will help address the fact that the current Farm Bill conservation programs are already oversubscribed with continuing backlogs that show the demand from producers and landowners who are willing to undertake efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and rebuild soil carbon. The letter added they encourage to keep the crucial investments in place and look forward to furthering discussion on the importance of the investments that they have, especially preparing to write the next Farm Bill. Ag Secretary Vilsack says USDA working on a proposal for a waiver system for pork plants forced by a federal court to slow down the processing lines. Waivers that would allow plants to speed up processing lines again could renew concerns about worker safety, but boost profits for pork companies and farmers. Vilsack has not specified what those waivers would do or how they would be implemented. A federal judge ruled earlier this year against the Trump administration rule that allowed pork plants to run slaughter lines without speed limits as long as they prevented contamination and minimized bacteria. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union challenged the 2019 rule because of worker safety issues. But the Biden administration's USDA did not appeal that ruling. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A suspect in last month's deadly shooting at a downtown Wichita nightclub has been arrested in Arizona. Wichita police sent a news release that 23-year-old Keyshawn Maurice Dawson was taken into custody Friday in Phoenix with assistance from the United States Marshal Service. The Wichita Eagle reports that authorities are seeking extradition. Dawson is wanted in Kansas on murder and other charges in the September 7th shooting that killed 34-year-old Preston Spencer and wounded five women. Police say he got kicked out of the Enigma Club and lounge after a fight. He then returned and opened fire. A 34-year-old man has been sentenced to two life prison terms in the beating and stabbing death of a Topeka woman and her cousin. Richard Showalter of Greenleaf won't be eligible for release for at least 112 years and 3 months under the sentences imposed Friday in Shawnee County District Court. Showalter was convicted of two counts of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and aggravated burglary in July 2018. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit AARP.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Law enforcement authorities in Manhattan are investigating a domestic-related shooting on Fort Riley Boulevard and have made an arrest. Just after 10 a.m. yesterday, police responded to a 911 call of shots fired from one car to another while both were traveling eastbound on Fort Riley Boulevard near the Geary-Riley County line, according to police spokesperson Aaron Wintermote. When officers arrived, they found a 33-year-old female victim driving one of the cars suffering from minor glass shrapnel injuries to the face. Tori Shepard Lindsay, 37, of Manhattan, who had been driving the second car involved, allegedly shot from his car into the victim's car. Police arrested him on a requested charge of second-degree murder, and he is currently being held in the Riley County Jail in lieu of bond. Two people from Wichita were killed Sunday in a crash on U.S. 50. The crash happened around 5 p.m. near Peabody. The driver of the SUV, identified as 49-year-old Latricia A. Phillips of Wichita, and a passenger, identified as 49-year-old Angela M. Daniels of Wichita, were both killed in the crash. The crash is under investigation. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive? From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission issues, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A woman drowned while canoeing on the North Platte River near Scotts Bluff in western Nebraska. Scotts Bluff County Sheriff Mark Overman says the canoe that the woman and her husband were using overturned Friday afternoon near Scotts Bluff's wastewater treatment facility. The woman's husband reported the drowning. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports the man initially struggled to reach his wife in the water, but once he did, he administered CPR. Overman did not immediately release the name or age of the woman who died. An autopsy has been planned. The Nebraska Governor's Office announced Friday a contract agreement with state public employees that will provide significant pay hikes, particularly to those working in some health care and high-demand jobs. The state and the Nebraska Association of Public Employees reached an agreement in principle, meaning it's not yet been ratified, worth $47 million in new compensation. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Monday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last Monday unanimously approved a proposal from Hall Brothers for the overlay of 5.5 miles of 8th Road south of Blue Rapids. The work will be done next year, but it's guaranteed at $457,000. The bridge chosen for the local bridge improvement program is in Noble Township on Tumbleweed Road. This will be an 80-foot steel girder bridge. Anything over 50 feet is the responsibility of Marshall County. County Councilor advised tax sale is well underway. The board met for a couple of hours in executive sessions, which include a review of 6 proposals for construction manager for the jail project. Returning to regular session, commissioners unanimously agreed to interview Universal Construction, AHRS, and Coonrod and Associates over the next 2 weeks for the construction manager at risk for the proposed jail project. Designs could be complete by November, with bids out in February and construction beginning as early as March of next year. Washington County commissioners last week discussed the wage scale and made some departmental adjustments. Additional changes may be forthcoming. 7 applications for the Community Development Block Grant were approved as received through the Economic Partnership. Nemahal County commissioners met with department heads advising that a contracted firm is working on job descriptions and are conducting a wage analysis. Possible changes to the county's sick leave policy are being considered. Representatives with Nemahal Valley Community Hospital shared details on the hospital's plans to renovate and expand the current hospital building in Seneca. It was announced last week that Cook & Company will contribute $500,000 toward the project. A theft of several items from a storage shed near 12th and Indian Roads near Oquito was reported to local authorities last month. Sometime September 22nd or 23rd, a 2005 Buell motorcycle, shotgun, fuel from vehicles, and a set of keys were reported stolen by Ryan Clays of Oquito. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. A property across the highway from the Washington County Fairgrounds is being considered for a new Family Dollar or Dollar Tree store. Demolition and utility extension work is expected to begin soon on the half-block site. Washington City Council last week heard options on updating the Munchkinland play area at the park, which was installed some 20 years ago and is in need of repairs. Renovation costs could run $55,000 and a complete rebuild $360,000. Some outside funding sources may be available for part of the cost. No decisions were made. The city administrator suggested a street rehabilitation project on C and D streets, similar to the recent work on B Street, that could be funded through the city half-cent sales tax. The Homer Hansen Stadium Committee kicked off the final phase fundraiser for a new press box at the stadium at Marysville High School. The concept was first proposed as a next phase following initial restoration of the stadium itself, but was sidelined for a year with the recent installation of artificial turf at the complex. The group acknowledged support of donors and sponsors thus far on various improvements, including $100,000 contributions by Citizen State Banks and Pepsi of Marysville toward the scoreboard and video board, and $50,000 presented Saturday night by United Bank and Trust as lead donor toward the press box, with several other significant contributions netting over $150,000 toward a $600,000 goal. Final design work is being completed, with construction to be done by next fall. Additional contributions at all levels are being accepted through the USD 364 Foundation, with those cumulative donations of $2,500 or more to be listed permanently at the stadium on a donor wall. Bonnie M. Harper, age 88 of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge for Bonnie Harper. Larry Pete Vonderfecht, age 77 of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Memorial service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Nernment at a later date at the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8. At the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Pete Vonderfecht.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system that's continuing to push off towards the east, and it looks like we'll see clearing skies later on this afternoon as a quick high pressure system moves in. Dry weather for tonight. We have another low that will move across the central parts of the Midwest starting tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night into Wednesday, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the 70s, we'll see cooler temperatures once this next low moves through. We'll see highs only in the upper 60s by the middle of the week. So across the area, clearing skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny. Could see some isolated rain showers in the afternoon, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. And Wednesday will continue the chance of storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 93, the average low 46 and the record low 26. Sunrise this morning 7:33, sunset this evening 6:55. We received just over a quarter of an inch of rain Sunday here at the studios in Marysville.
A forbidden fruit makes a big comeback. We have all the current news today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 11th, the 284th day of the year. It's Columbus Day, the anniversary of the Italian navigator's expedition to the New World in 1492. Black and red currants, those sharp-tasting blueberry-like fruits once grown widely in the U.S., are enjoying new popularity with American producers. Banned for much of the 20th century because of fungus concerns, currants now have a clean bill of health. And they're being rediscovered by American palates. Wineries are the largest customer segment right now, but they're gradually finding their way back into everyday recipes. Currants are easily incorporated into jellies and jams, breads, salads, and desserts. And their nutritional punch shouldn't be ignored. They have four times the vitamin C of oranges and twice the antioxidants of blueberries. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Josh Allen threw three touchdown passes and ran for another score as the Buffalo Bills beat the Chiefs 38-20 last night. The rematch of the AFC title game was delayed more than an hour by lightning when the teams were at halftime. The Bills improved to 4-1 by beating the Chiefs for only the second time in their last seven meetings. Patrick Mahomes threw two touchdown passes and was picked off twice, both of them on balls that were tipped, as the Chiefs dropped to 2-3 and last place in the AFC West. Former KU basketball standout Frank Mason III signed a training camp deal last week with the Los Angeles Lakers. He fills in the final spot on the Lakers' 20-man roster. This is Mason III's fourth NBA team. He started the 2021 season with the Orlando Magic before being waived to the G League. Monday, Kansas Sports, here on the Mid-America Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Kansas City Chiefs second-year linebacker Willie Gay Jr. posted on social media over the weekend that he's struggling with his mental health. Gay tweeted, "I love you all. Just know my mental health is effed up." Gay offered no specifics in the tweet, which was posted soon after Chiefs coach Andy Reid said Gay was excused from practice for personal reasons. The 23-year-old Gay returned to practice just last week after coming off injured reserve. He hurt his toe and landed on the IR list in early September, and the Chiefs now have a 21-day window to activate him. K-State to be televised in their next matchup. This Saturday's home contest against Iowa State will kick off at 6:30 and be televised by ESPN2. It's the first time that an ESPN channel will broadcast the Wildcats and Cyclones since 2017, when K-State earned a 2019 walk-off victory in a game televised on ESPN2. The Wildcats and the Cyclones, 6:30 this Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats host Iowa State Saturday, October 16th in a night game at the Bill. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. and it's fan favorite Harley Day. Tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Cyclones and we celebrate our K-State Trailblazers. Don't miss Big 12 football under the lights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts Iowa State Saturday, October 16th.
Friday night football scores. Marysville fell to Concordia 32-6. Chapman edged Clay Center 20-19. Wamego over Casey Schlegel 48-14. And Ulysses beat Abilene 42-19. Frankfort down Hanover 48-8. Axtell beat Lynn 58-8. It was Valley Heights over Troy 12-0. Centralia took Horton 62-7. Diller Odell fell to Johnson Brock 77-8. Southern lost Thayer Central 56-24. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller Odell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6, our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage, and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
The blue-green foliage and classic pyramidal shape have made Colorado blue spruce a favorite of gardeners, but its large mature size and cultural requirements have resulted in plants that have outgrown their location or succumbed to diseases. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider a concolor fir like Blue Cloak if you like the look of blue spruce but want to avoid its disease problems. Select a pine when looking for an evergreen more tolerant of adverse soil, weather exposure, and urban conditions than spruce and firs. Add texture and color with Tiny Curls Eastern White Pine. Its dwarf-mounted habit and twisted blue-green needles add to its appeal. Use junipers for those hot, dry locations. Medora requires no pruning to maintain its narrow habit, and Star Power's dense, prickly nature makes a good deer-resistant screen. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
KNDY.
William Johnstone and George Keeler were looking for a way to attract the railroad to their new town. Who knew the method to lure them there would change the course of Oklahoma's history yet today? Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Today, the site sits in the middle of a city. A century ago, it was just an intriguing place to do some prospecting.
Oklahoma's greatest industry had to begin somewhere, and it happened to begin on the banks of the Caney River here in March of 1897 when they struck the first commercial quantities of oil in this area, and that became the Nellie Johnstone No. 1.
Julie Daniels explains the land was Nellie Johnstone's Delaware allotment. Her father and his business partner, George Keeler, drilled that first well. Keeler knew the site from an incident over 20 years prior.
In 1875, George Keeler was driving cattle in the area, and they noticed an oil scum on the creek, and the horses wouldn't drink from it, and he kept that in the back of his mind.
As oil fields in Pennsylvania dried up, prospectors began moving west to find new oil deposits. Nellie Johnstone, number one, was drilled near where George Keeler first saw that oil scum. Striking oil was really just a secondary goal of Keeler, though.
Their motivation was not to become oil men. There wasn't really a market for it in this area. Their motivation was to get the Santa Fe Railway to come to their side of the river in Bartlesville because they ran a mercantile business. And they really thought if they could attract attention to this area, they could get the railroad to come here.
The pair had stumbled upon something that would impact the future state's history yet today.
They had no idea that their discovery was right next door to the Osage lands, where millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of oil over there. So they did it for one reason, and they made a little bit of money out of their oil well, but really it was founding the town and generating the interest to get other people to come and search for oil. That's really what motivated them.
You can still see that famous oil well today. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Landall Company, and Midwest Products.
Hi, my name is Brian Foyce, and I am a member of Happy Harvesters 4-H Club, and this is my fifth year in 4-H. This year, my projects were beef and photography. I enjoyed working with my heifers, Alexa and Google. This year, I got to show at 5 spring shows and KJHA State Show, as well as the county fair. I also enjoyed taking pictures of cattle, cats, and flowers. One of my pictures went to the state fair. 4-H is lots of fun, and I am glad I am a member. If you have any questions about joining or need to find a club near you, call the extension office at 785-562-3531. Hope you join in the fun soon.
My name is Allison Fincham, and I'm a 12-year member of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. I'd like to take the time to say thank you to some people that helped make the Marshall County 4-H'ers successful. First of all, thank you to all the moms and dads. Thank you for taking us to meetings, for being our first and most important teachers as we learn and take on new projects, for teaching us responsibility, for not letting us quit or give up on something when it's hard, and for being our biggest cheerleaders when we finish and exhibit a project. We love you. Thank you to our club leaders who put in the time and effort to have local club meetings and provide a place for us to enjoy friendship and learn together. Thank you to our extension agents, Susie Latta and Anastasia Meyer, for all you do to lead Marshall County 4-H. Thank you to Jenny Mathewson. I'm sure we couldn't even begin to count all the questions you answered and ways that you've helped Marshall County 4-H families. You will be missed, Jenny. Thank you to all Marshall County businesses and bankers. We are thankful for your personal and financial support and hope that you can see the growth in the lives of the people you're supporting. We appreciate you.
Hi, I'm Stella Martin. I'm a part of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 8 years, and my favorite project is the Horse Project.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Landall Company, and Midwest Products.
4-H.
Forecast calls for frost. Pay attention to the forages your cattle are grazing on. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some forages become toxic when they're nipped by the cold, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
When we get a frost, forage crops such as Sudan grass, sorghum, and sorghum Sudan grass hybrids will build up a toxic gas called prussic acid. Cattle and sheep are very susceptible to prussic acid poisoning. Signs include staggering, labored breathing, spasms, and foaming at the mouth, and they can die within an hour if not treated. There are steps you can take to prevent it. If you haven't had a frost yet, avoid grazing on nights when there's a chance for frost, because the toxin will develop in the plant within hours. Rebecca Vitito is an extension field agronomist at Iowa State University. She also recommends not grazing any wilted plants or new regrowth coming from those plants.
When it's developing that new regrowth is going to have really high potential levels of that prussic acid. We want people to wait to graze until that new growth is at least 18 to 20 inches or 24 to 30 inches for like sorghum sedan grass. Now, sometimes in the fall, like in Iowa, you know, if it's not that tall, you know, once we have that light frost, I don't expect those warm season annuals to grow a whole lot more.
Your next option is to stop grazing the forage and harvest it to feed later.
You know, if you were to mow it and let it dry, those forages should be safe to feed within 5 to 6 days after being dried. So that would be one potential option there. You could also chop it for silage. And then if we wait the proper time, usually we want to delay feeding that silage for at least 8 weeks after ensiling. That's also going to greatly reduce that risk.
If there is a concern with harvested forages, have a forage sample tested to eliminate any concerns with feeding. Learn more about prussic acid and frosty forages at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
KNDY.
People who work in the world of agricultural economics always have plenty to say about the ups and downs of that universe. Stick around for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Let's start off with some positive economic news for farmers from Jackson Takich, chief economist at secondary market farm lender Farmer Mac.
If you're talking about real estate, if you're talking about operating lines, if you're talking about machinery, equipment, whatever it is you're talking about, you've got some of the lowest interest rates that we've experienced in the sector in the ag and rural economy.
Takich says money may be cheap, but in some parts of the country anyway, farmland is not.
Rents are also starting to tick up. So that's kind of the flip side. If you're renting land, you're starting to see those costs inch up a little bit. If you're an investor, you like to see that. But if you're maybe the one paying the rent, you hope that moderates just a little bit. So we're starting to see a 5-7% tick up in rents all across the Midwest. Not so much out west or in the Southeast. So it's really in the core Corn Belt area you're starting to see those rents pick up.
And while commodity prices have been pretty strong lately for farmers, Takich says the cost to raise those commodities is going up.
Inflation is going to hang around. We got a little reprieve maybe in August, but you're seeing it start to inch up into the farm expense line items, and that may continue to be a downward pressure on profitability into 22.
Takich made his observations at the recent Ag Outlook Forum put on by the Agriculture Council of Kansas City. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as mental health issues have been on the rise during the last year with COVID-19, one aspect that isn't normally talked about in the agricultural industry is the mental health of many producers and farmers across the Mid-America region. As one farmer, Lowell Neitzel, a Kansas farmer, is speaking out to talk about his experience with mental health issues.
We were taught at an early age, you know, Grandma and Grandpa taught me that, you know, we're tough. You know, you have a bad day, you just suck it up and keep on trucking. You're by yourself. yourself. There's nothing to do. Just sit there and watch and listen to. You got the radio on, but I mean, it's just background noise, and just your mind is just racing about. Okay, well, what happens if this breaks down, or what happens if this gets full, or they're talking rain tomorrow? How much rain are we going to get? You know, and you can go down that rabbit hole pretty fast.
That audio from KSHB.com, where he says with many farmers, even if you do go out to seek help, that many professionals don't understand the agriculture industry, making it even more challenging.
They've helped me out, but a little bit of the lack of the knowledge of farming and the stressors that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, their lack of knowledge is kind of a hindrance a little bit. So a lot of times when I'm in a session, I'll spend 15, 20 minutes of my time explaining the dynamics of the farm and dynamics of what I'm feeling.
Another challenge for many, according to Deb Oldie with the Kansas Corn Commission, talks about the lack of insurance with many farmers.
It still is insurance related. Some insurances don't cover the types of therapy or support that the farmer might need, or perhaps the farmer still doesn't even have insurance.
At the end of the day, they say to try and tackle this mental health issue within the agriculture industry, it's to really reach out to your friends and neighbors and fellow farmers and producers to make sure that they're healthy and try to get the assistance needed across the board for many of them, especially during the harvest season and the continued pressures of the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announcing today a program aimed at expanding capacity for meat and poultry processing, addressing bottlenecks in the food supply chain created by the pandemic. According to a USDA media advisory, it will be a loan guarantee program. The White House issued a report in September blaming consolidation in the meat industry for increases in retail meat prices. They said the reality of today is that farmers are losing money on cattle, hogs, and poultry that they're selling at a time when consumers are seeing higher prices at the grocery store. The fact now that there are record profits or near record profits for those in the middle, Vilsack said. The four largest meat packers, Tyson, JBS, National Beef, and Cargill, control between 80 and 90% of the fed cattle slaughter market, according to the North American Meat Institute. And it's expensive to build a new meat processing plant. K-State's economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer said beef packing facilities cost about $100,000 per head of capacity to build. And the United Kingdom will begin negotiations with the 11 countries in the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership as it moves to join the Multilateral Trade Agreement. The CPTPP includes Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. Those are some of the world's largest pork-consuming nations. In June, the UK started the process of joining the trade bloc. Joining the CPTPP is among the pork producers and others' top trade priorities. The U.S. was part of the trade pact's predecessor, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Power up
up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Expect corn and soybean seed prices to go up next year. Learn what's driving the increase and how you can save money on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Is one of the biggest decisions that farmers make every year. Corn and soybean producers enjoyed higher prices for their commodities this year, but the cost to produce it is going up too. For example, farmers will pay more for 2022 seed. Todd Pester is the North American corn and soybean crop lead for Nutrien Ag Solutions. He says higher commodity prices don't always correlate to an increase in seed costs. However, because of the pandemic, there have been a lot of snags in the supply chain, which have also affected the seed industry.
So you can expect, you know, that the costs that have been incurred just to even produce that seed crop, whether it's fertilizer or chemistry over the top, all of those things add to the cost of the seed supply. So what we've heard from the market with early intentions on pricing, that price could be anywhere from 5 to 15% above where they were the previous year. So it could be substantial.
Some producers will pay more than that, especially those looking for the latest technology. Pester recommends working with your seed seller to identify as many discounts as possible.
Early ordering discounts, or maybe it's a volume discount that they could qualify for. Early payments sometimes, or even a cash payment discount are quite common. And, you know, another thing to consider is bundling across different crops. If you're buying a soybean, also consider a corn purchase. Many seed sellers will offer discounts for doing that. And then work with your local retailer potentially as well. Sometimes they can offer other inputs and services that could be bundled together with the seed purchase. That could be a nice opportunity to save some money.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about seed cost trends and how to improve seed selection at agriculture.com.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the right tools for contractors and do-it-yourselfers at unbelievable prices. The Porter Cable Cordless 8-Tool Combo Kit is $529.99 and has everything you need for every building project for fastening and drilling. Get the DeWalt Drill Driver Impact Kit for just $149.99 and keep all your tools and accessories together for easy transport with the Milwaukee Packout Toolbox Organizer for $49.99. Thanks for buying local and shopping at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's closing in just a little bit, but we do see it kind of still mixed across the board right now. Corn in the green, the rest of the grains kind of dipping into the red a little bit. Livestock mixed across the board as well. And even though lean hogs, they have been struggling for most of the day today, we could see a little bump in them by the end of trading or by tomorrow, as Chinese authorities have confirmed today that the purchase of more than 30,000 metric tons of pork for the state reserves for starting October 10th. According to the statement published by the country's Commerce Minister, earlier today. Now, that is on top of the other large purchase of pork that they did purchase just a couple weeks ago that gave lean hogs a boost in the markets. The Chinese hog industry has been drastically affected during the COVID-19 pandemic, with many of the processing plants for lean hogs shut down with some of the COVID infection spreads. Lean hogs are currently in the red right now, 35 cents lower for October at $89.90. The rest of the livestock market still trending mostly higher. We see a little bit of red popping up in the live cattle, with October down 10 cents at $125.47. The November feeder cattle are in the green, 37 cents at $161.52. Right now, corn still maintaining in the green as we see December up 1 3/4 at $5.32 1/4. The Kansas City wheat for December is down 3 1/2 at $7.34. Oats still showing some strong numbers there. December oats are up 13 1/4 right now at $6.67 for their record. Cotton, on the other hand, has broken their streak as they're still in the red today. December down by 68 cents at $109.92. Mixed in the canola today, with November down by 40 cents at $9.26.90. January in the green by 10 pennies at $9.15.70. U.S. dollar trending slightly higher today as we continue to see the budgetary debates at the federal level. U.S. dollar index for December up right now 24 cents in the green at $94.32. The 30-year bonds for December are in the red just slightly to $157. The 10-year bonds are sitting a little bit lower as well at $130. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 tandem disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
KNDY.
Sing.
can all agree that today's country music is great. KNDY 95.5 loves bringing you all the hits of today. But let's not forget that we wouldn't have Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, or Thomas Rhett if it wasn't for Hank, Waylon, Willie, Merle, and countless others who paved the way. So if you're feeling a bit nostalgic for the legends of country, flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1, where you'll hear classics like these.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
I get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man.
My heroes have always been cowboys.
And if your heroes are cowboys, too, tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.